The U.S. Embassy to the Holy See is continuing its partnership with the Talitha Kum campaign, an international network of women religious who have made the fight to end human trafficking a central focus of their mission. Worldwide, between 12 million and 27 million people live as victims of human traffickers. Women and girls account for roughly three-quarters of all victims, more than half of whom are held in a state of sexual servitude, with 36% of victims being put to forced labor. At a special conference for journalists at the press office of the Holy See on Tuesday morning, officers of Talitha Kum and representatives of the campaign's partners, including the U.S. mission to the Vatican, presented initiatives connected with raising public awareness and preventing traffic in human persons, especially commerce in girls and young women for purposes of sexual slavery, at the upcoming World Cup in Brazil. U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, spoke to Chris Altieri about his regard for the work of Talitha Kum.
The U.S. mission to the Holy See has been collaborating with Talitha Kum and Sister Australia Castiglione for a number of years now, because we see this as a very important issue, the whole question of human trafficking and how it affects people worldwide in many different ways. So Talitha Kum is an organization that's done some wonderful things, and they're trying to raise the visibility, the attention, and awareness on the human trafficking issue as we lead into the World Cup in Brazil. Those events, those major events that gather thousands of people, very often young men with too much beer to drink and too much time on their hands are kind of a breeding ground for problems. And we want to raise that awareness. I'll support the nuns as they raise that awareness on this particular issue.
This is also an issue about which Pope Francis has spoken extremely strongly. Do you have the impression that that his message is being heard, and how is that informing your partnership?
Well, generally, I have to recognize that when the Holy Father came out with his statements calling attention to the this question of trafficking and human slavery, that raised the attention level by a factor of whatever, 10 squared. I mean, it is known now, and people are talking about it and engaging in it. The administration, the Obama administration, is working now in the United States with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Office of Migration and Tourism, to try and see if they can map and coordinate the church's efforts on a global basis to combat this crime. So there's a lot of different efforts going on. Talitha Kum's particular focus and timeliness in bringing about an awareness prior to the World Cup, we think, is immensely useful.
A lot of the times, some of the issues that the church in the United States has had with the administration seem to dominate, but that's not really whole or even the lion's share of the story.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There is so many points of collaboration that are not played up, and I think this is a particular one where the Obama administration is working with Migration and Tourism of the U.S. Catholic Bishops to focus attention and to inventory the church's efforts globally on this. That's just one. There's work in collaboration on so many other areas with groups like Catholic Relief Services and on issues related to peace. So well, I'm leading away from this very important effort of trafficking, but there are many, many areas where the administration and the church in the United States collaborate, and certainly human trafficking is one of them.
Let's come back to that, because the Talitha Kum campaign is also one that is very much hands-on in terms of assisting, rescuing, helping victims, and also preventing. Can you talk with us a little bit about that?
Well, when it comes to reaching out to the victims, it is very often that one finds the women religious engaged fully. They're not the only people engaged, but certainly the women religious around the world, in the small communities, in the cities in Asia, and I know right after the earthquake in Haiti, it was the women religious who were positioning themselves along certain border points to stop children from being trafficked out during those kind of discombobulated days immediately following the earthquake. First and foremost, I would say the work of women religious on this issue has to be applauded, recognized, and documented. And then you go further. A few weeks ago, Secretary Kerry published an article, I think it was in the New York Times, raising attention to human trafficking in particular relationship to sailors, who it's not well known, but we have, in essence, a form of slavery that goes on around the world where people's are taken on board a boat, and then their passports are taken, and there they serve without adequate pay and without their passport so that they can get away for years. And that's a form of trafficking and slavery. So there's a lot of different elements to this, and we remain very proud to work with Sister Australia and Talitha Kum on what they're going to do.
This is so daunting an issue that even when visibility is raised and awareness is raised, citizens, just average people, sometimes shake their heads and say, I don't know what I can do to help. So I guess my question would be, what can the average citizen do in order to alleviate, in order to help the situation?
Well, certainly it is not well recognized that even in the United States there are instances of trafficking. And they exist in the strangest places. And so raising awareness that it is even an issue and is not something that takes place over there, so to speak, but rather exists right in the United States. In fact, you recall that situation where the three young women were kept by the fellow in, I forget where it was, Kansas or something, for like 10 years, and they were held in captivity. It takes all kinds of forms. And I think the first element is to be aware that it might exist. Secondly, to support the efforts of the women religious and other groups who are trying to deal with this problem and scourge both in the United States and around the world. And there are many. Again, I highlight the work of the nuns and others around them who are trying to hold up the dignity of all people and particularly be more concerned about this form of human slavery. So it's understanding, it's engagement, it's awareness, and then it's support. And those elements, I think, will bring, when raised together, I think something is possible to be done to actually eliminate this scourge worldwide.